Hello world and welcome to the first episode of 2019 of Decipher. I am your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host, guys. Do what you do.
Yo, it's KF the Deaf Frenchie. How y'all doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, it's your girl Harley.
Guys, we got my fix in the house.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, Audio A. We don't condone none of this. But it's okay.
It does not.
You but like, please light the blunt up, bro.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? Excuse me, what is called the Decipher for a reason?
Like, this is a
serious podcast.
This is
real?
A serious podcast.
Where is based in Cali? Just to let you know.
Oh shit, okay then.
Not for nothing, but this was much needed. Cause like I was telling you guys before, like I went like a whole week, like hiding in shadows, just cause
walking that dark.
My dad came. He lives in DR, so he came to like visit, like, and he was here for like the week. And he's like, "Oh, come to Jersey, bring the baby." And I'm just like, "Damn it!" So I made sure we bought an ounce. Like we're going to go out there and light it up. And the first night, my uncle's like, "No smoking at all," and I'm just like, "Damn it, damn it, yeah." So this is very much needed.
Yeah, that, sometimes those vape pens, man. Those vape pens, they go a long way.
I had it, man. It was kind of good having the vape pens like that. Yeah, especially when you just
there's no preparation time needed. You just pull that out, smoke, put that shit right back in your pocket.
And then go right back to doing what you was doing.
Mm-hmm. Like, we've used up like maybe like two bottles of like Axe spray. And like I bought like two or three bottles of Febreze, Glade. Right. It's like every 3 seconds where you just like... It was so bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you, with the vape stuff, you never smell anything. Oh, I just want to, you know, shameless plug real quick. I don't know if you guys seen it, but before the year, and then we did our very first live stream. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
What?
Last time that we had passion fruit, we smelled chicken grease.
Passion fruit, did we?
Yes.
Did we stream?
Yes.
So
Forbidden fruit?
Yeah. You did passion fruit?
Well, forbidden fruit is officially a bad strain. Wait, everybody in Cali.
Did you see my face when he lit it? I was like,
I took a hit.
I know that familiar smell.
Excuse me, can you pass that right? Did you pass that?
I got to pass it to Adrian.
Adrian trying to fix a PlayStation 3 for me, guys.
You see what I'm doing?
I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 so much. And I've been watching this man work all night, literally just partially the hard drive and downloading software updates and.
No, it's different.
It's a work in progress. So that's why it's kind of silent in the background. But
I do smell it.
What?
It smells like Popeyes.
Why does the weed smell like Popeyes?
Don't it smell like it?
I can't.
Okay. It smells like chicken grease.
I don't smell fried chicken. I smell armpits. I smell
armpits. That's even worse.
I smell armpits.
Yo, A's face right now.
It's like so shocked. Like,
he is a complete denial. Shock.
I don't know if you have to be in denial right now. I'm just sorry. I'm guessing right now.
Do you smell it now?
Ooh, smell it.
Take a pause.
I saw that.
Think about it.
I'm trying to smell it.
A is trying to work on a script right now. A is adding lines to a comedy that we're starting to shoot this week called When There's a Will. Make sure you tune out for that. You stay tuned for that. And make sure you look up, like I was saying, we did a live stream podcast of Birds of the Bees. You played the game What the Fuck?
Yes, which was really What the Fuck was that game? It was fun.
Look,
different. Yes,
look,
there we go.
Look.
Oh my God, yes. Yes, basking in the ambience. Look. Like, look, his face. He's still guessing. Like, what the fuck is
okay,
this?
Okay, so I'm tasting this forbidden fruit.
Uh-huh. And it should be
taste the fruitness, but I see why it's forbidden.
Yes.
Very, very disgusting acquired taste. I'm not going to say disgusting. I won't say that.
Same things that don't eat their vegetables at all.
I eat my vegetables.
I just won't eat that type of vegetable.
I'm talking about like Brussels
sprouts. It doesn't taste like chicken or nothing like that.
I did have
good bacon Brussels sprouts.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
I said the same.
But I mean, more on your opinion about this.
Yeah, I'm tasting this and it's like, I don't taste chicken grease. I definitely don't taste that.
Hey, this is bad.
It's not bacon though.
No.
Special bacon.
But there's definitely hint. There's this hint in
it's,
there.
It's an acquired taste. It's
imagine. I don't know what this
is. You said add lighters into it, right?
Oh. There's so much.
Wait, yeah. I want to see
how's his face?
Adrian,
my face.
How do you feel about this?
Forbidden fruit, the one that you're taking a pull of right now. You're just like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, it's like really, it's fruity. I can't describe it any other way. It's like a.
Oh yeah. Okay, we got two.
I know how. I still don't know how Carl feels about this. I don't know if he's more yay or nay for it.
It's not a strain that I would ask for. Mm-hmm. But you know, if somebody told me, yo, I got some. And that's all they had. I'm like, yeah, all right.
That's what I said. Like,
you know what I'm looking for? There's a strain called gingerbread. I've heard like it's like heaven.
Well, let's see what it looks like. Oh, my phone is
over
there.
One of these days, we need to find that strain. From what I've been told, you can't even get it around here. You got to go all the way to Colorado or somewhere.
Find that. Have to go to Colorado.
Oh no, not definitely.
Right? Like.
You gotta plan a trip and do a podcast out there. It's a Cypher podcast out there.
The Cypher in Colorado. Then we gotta do another one in San Francisco. Well, California in general.
Well, California's burning up right now. Let's give it a break. Let's wait until it gets cooled down.
It's called gingerbread?
Yeah, the gingerbread string. Now, New York is changing a lot of the weed laws. I've been seeing a lot of that in the news lately. They've been talking about, hey, we're going to decriminalize weed and, you know, basically. You know, now it's basically the new DUI. Like, hey, then you get caught smoking and driving. You know, you drive high, you get a DUI.
They said
I seen that commercial. They have the breathalyzers, everything. They were saying like, oh, you know, when you drink, you know, you're a different person. So when you smoke, you're a different person too. Like, it was just like,
wait, I object to that bullshit.
Wait,
you gotta. There's a lot of gray areas in there. You can't just throw that in there. Like, just because you put somebody with goggles on and then put them behind a car talking about, oh, this is how it looks when people know. You give 50 people the opportunity to smoke one to two blunts at a time and then drive with an officer. I want to be next to a judge.
My question is, well, what happens to everybody in California? Everybody smoking in California, is everybody in California going to get a DUI now?
Everybody. I had different laws in California out there. I don't know.
They do have different laws out there. That's probably why they don't have that situation out there.
Shoot.
Or do they?
Colorado has different laws, and I don't think they have a problem. All they say is don't smoke and drive. And I
could. That's the same thing. That's the same thing they're saying here in New York.
Shit, man. Nah, I think. I gotta look it up. But yo, bro, since it's the New Year, what did you do for your New Year's?
I'm actually working this New Year's.
Ooh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I did send you that text message. You was like, no, I called you and you was like, hey, I'm at work.
But yeah, and I felt so bad because I heard the message and I'm like, oh, I just want to wish me Happy New Year and I couldn't listen. And you know, because it was so crazy because where I was working this year, I was able to actually see the ball go down. And I've never seen the ball ever go down in person before. It was the first time ever in my life. I'm in Times Square, and I'm seeing everything. I can see the whole crowd. I can see where they're shooting the TV special. I can see where, you know, where everything's going on. You know, I can see all the big old, you know, displays and everything. I was like, prime location. And when I say it really blows when you're not with the people you care about. Like, true. I was around a whole bunch of drunk people. It was a lot of music. There was music going on. Everything was, you know, it was a party, but
I couldn't answer their phone.
I couldn't. I was working.
Right? I just said that. We called them and whole job. Direct text message. Hey, I'm at work. I get off in an hour.
I didn't get that.
I did text you.
Later.
And then, like, 2 hours later, I got another text message. I just heard your message. Happy New Year's. I was like, yeah. That's Carl.
I get paid to watch rich people get drunk and make sure they don't get out of hand. That was my whole job for the night.
That's easy.
What made it hard? It was the fact that, you know, like, everybody was drunk and, you know me, I got a very likable personality. So once you say a few words to me, you're like, I like this guy. What else you got? Like, you know, and it just wouldn't stop. I'm telling you.
No, Mr. Light, man. I will not entertain you today.
I had Italian folks. I had French folks. I had regular folks, Americans, black
folks.
Yo, black,
I would have had a ball in there.
And they all came to me at one point, and they just kept coming back and talking to me. Like, yo, man, how are you working? Like,
I'm going to need the village people to back up.
I would tell me you freaking like gave them cards or something. Like, yo, can you take this? Can
you? Yeah, people did give me business cards. Like, hey, this guy came. He's like, hey, my name is Duff, man. I was like, Duff? Duff? He's like, yeah, like the beard, the Simpsons. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he was like, yeah, I got my own business. That's one of my clients over there. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know? It's like,
what does Duff do?
He gave his card, and I kid you not, I looked at it, and I cannot figure it out at all. I'm like, so is he a specialist? Does he sell products?
Gave me a business card that he
blank? Like, he just said Duff in the front?
It just said Duff?
No.
I'm Duff.
I'm the real Duff man.
That's what I'm doing. I have clients.
But there was this one guy, I'll never forget his face because he looked exactly like, remember with that Borat show, Who in America? Remember Who in America?
Yeah.
There was this one guy, it was like this, what was the guy, he was like Italian or something, remember that rich guy? He was where he had the gray hair and the white suit and the white shirt. You know the character I'm talking about? He had this character where he was like this rich billionaire.
Oh, the dictator.
No, he wasn't a dictator. No, this is specifically the new show, Who in America. He had a whole bunch of new characters. And he had this one character who was like rich. I think he was Italian and everything. And when I said it was his one, it's
white.
He was, no, he had an accent and everything.
You talk about the dictator with the gray hair?
Yeah, we had the gray hair, he had the mustache and the beard, and he had the white suit. He was on the yacht.
Yeah.
He had a European accent.
Yeah, that's white. Why European?
He's the there was a man in there, and I'm sitting here, and like me had, you know, had to pass each other a couple times during the night because he had to pass me, and I'm letting people know, like, you can't go this way. No, you gotta go around. I am not losing my job for y'all drunk motherfuckers. They're like, but it's right there. I don't care. You go around this way. So one of the waiters came to me like, yo, please, you gotta let this guy go past. He complained about all this shit, pains earlier. You know, I'm like, oh, I get it. Customer service. You ain't got to spend no more. I get it. All right, cool. I'll let this guy pass. So these Italian kids and their father are hyped now. Like, oh, we got to go in and out this way now. Oh, we lit. So when I say these guys were drunk, man, this Italian boy came around me. It didn't even hit New Year yet. The ball didn't even drop yet. It's like 11:50. He came back. He's like, yo, man, I love you, man. You're so awesome. You're so great. Come over here. And I'm just like, oh, because once he...
He couldn't put me in that job. Don't touch me.
Facts.
The amount of people who had hugged me on New Year's Day. Now, Eve and morning. I'm telling you, it was out of control.
I mean, New Year's Day.
And because of my character, I'm just like, okay.
I'm taking a heavy shower to move.
Like, yeah, of course, you know my OCD.
I was just thinking that. Like,
shower. You know my OCD is off the chain.
He must have gone home scratching.
25,000
people. But it was just so amazing to me. It was just like, why did they all love it? Like, they all had to. It's like everybody at one point just wondered, like, where are you from, man? I'm like, from here. Like, you guys came here.
At least 50 of those rich people. Hug the monkey that day. Just know that.
Hey, someone done threw some money in my pocket, so I'm just like, hey, I love you too. Happy New Year.
Right?
Make sure you didn't take money out of
See, now that I heard money,
like to stay rich.
Now I heard that money was involved, like, now this is a whole different story. Like,
I would hug you to death.
Bring it in. Give me that hug. Yeah,
I will protect you.
Well, I don't get tips. I rarely get tips during my day job, but when I do, and it's from white folks, I never say no. Like, I'm like, oh, you didn't have to do that, but I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so kindly. Mm-hmm. Black folks is different. I'm just like, brother, I know you need this dollar, man. I know you might have. But white folks give you like $10. Like, oh, shit. Hey, thank you. Like, and it's crazy because it's like, it's always the stuff I least expected that would give me the tips. Because I do it mostly security. There's no reason for security to get tips. There's nothing I'm doing. But I always go out the way to help people. You know what I mean? Like, there was this World War II veteran that came to the museum recently, right? So, you know, I already did an escort for the day before this. A whole bunch of, it was like, I think they were from, it was from some Spanish country. I can't remember which country it was. But they had me dying because they knew the corners game. When you know that, when you get in the elevator, and it's like, corners, and whoever's in the corner got to get hit. They knew that shit. And I'm
they
like,
knew that shit?
Yeah, and I'm watching this in Spanish. I'm like, I know this game. Like, oh, no.
Because I lose my job. You can't hit me, and I will have to hit you.
So they left, and I'm like, cool. You know, I'm about to chill before I go on my break, right? So they go, hey, Miles, you know, we got another people who need to do the escort. Do you mind? I'm like, do it. Why not? What else I'm here? What else am I going to do? So decided to help, you know. So it was a man and his granddaughter. And, you know, I'm like, oh, this is a very interesting thing to bring your grandfather to. Because, you know, this is the thing of sex. So I'm like, this is an interesting place to bring him. And she's like, yeah, you know, he's bored. So I figured I'll bring him here and stuff. I'm like,
huh? So your granddad is bored, and the first thing that comes to your mind is Museum of Sex.
Hey man, gotta get something back.
So we walk in right into the museum and everything. You know, I'm taking him through the elevator because you know he's an old man. My six. Here you go. So at one point we're in the elevator, and the elevator gets stuck.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, oh no, this usually don't happen. snap. I'm like, no worries. Like, I'm keeping real calm. I'm like, don't worry about it. You know, it happens all the time.
No.
Get on the radio. Hey, guys, we're stuck between 4 and 5. Somebody get back to me, please. Over here texting people downstairs. Hey, yo, somebody go get the manager.
Call the electrician. Give me the fire department.
I need an ambulance. I'm tired.
Yo, they're calm.
He's like, this nigga playing it cool. I need to play it cool too. But I'm not dying here. Fuck out of here.
So,
not I'm only trying to
keep it calm. No, I'm trying to keep everything light. Like, okay, everything's fine. So, you know. I'm like, hey, so.
I'm so sorry. You're from Southside.
Even if things should fall, you would still live.
You better crawl your ass out of there. Even if you get shot in there, crawl your ass out down the block like it's on the corner of a city block. Not the Museum of Sex.
No, we got a Chipotle across the street. I died at Chipotle.
Nothing is going to be like, I see
the worst.
Did you bury him on the titties? Bury him on the titties.
So anyways, I'm in the elevator and I'm just trying to keep the conversation, you know, I'm trying to keep things calm and cool. So I'm like, yeah, you know, we're talking about New Year's. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I can't wait for New Year's and da 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 da. And I'm like, I love New Year's because that's when I get to hear Frank Sinatra in New York. And, you know, they're like, yeah, I love Frank Sinatra. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, back from, you know, we don't need New Year's just to say New York, you know, right, New York. And you know, he's like, I remember back in 1932 when I saw Frank Sinatra perform live, and this is before he was D. Frank Sinatra. I'm like, what? You saw Frank Sinatra perform before he was D. Frank Sinatra? He's like, yeah. Oh my God, that's so awesome. That's so cool. You know, finally the elevator door open, they're on the managers, and they're like, hey guys, sorry about that, you know. The elevator's kind of messed up, you know.
Get that on my way.
Right? Like, move, bitch.
like, you want to go through, you know, because there's still more stuff to go. So he's like, yeah, we'll still go. So peeping that, you know, this is an older gentleman. You know, he was like a little older than my father before my father passed. So I'm like, okay, I need to get this man a chair because we got a lot of steps going. So I'm gonna make sure everywhere we go, I can get a chair for this man real fast because. We got a lot of stairs. Like, it's a lot of stairs. So every time we got somewhere, I'm running like, yo, y'all got chairs back there? Yo, pass it. Big of these huge aluminum chairs. Bring them to areas where there's no chairs in the area. And everybody was trying to sit in the chair after all. I'm like, nah, this is a one-time thing only. Run the chairs right back to wherever. And then I'm going down the stairs. And, you know, after we wrap up the thing and everything, I got them on a regular chair. I'm like, all right, y'all. Because me, you know, I'm giving his granddaughter a handshake. Like, all right, next you know, I put something in my hand. I'm like, oh. I'm like,
that's why you always shake hands with the rich.
I'm like, you have to do all that now. She's like, no. You looked out. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Thank you.
How much did you give you?
Only $10, but you know what?
The fuck?
Oh, that was good.
How many floors did you do? How many chairs did you carry?
It wasn't about the money, bro.
Money, man.
It wasn't
it's
about
not
the
about
money.
The money. It's about if you're going to give the money,
you know what? I think what it was the most that got me so kind to that man? Because I'm saying, hey, I mean, him talking about World War II. I'm like, oh, you went to World War II? Because he had the hat on. I'm like, you went to World War II? He's like, yeah, I went to World War II. I'm like, oh, man, what happened in there, you know? I wasn't there, so I'm curious. Mm-hmm. And besides, from the times I heard the story that my mom's nursing home, and you know, even she used to work in a nursing home, and I just talked to the veterans. But he's like, yeah, we got bombs. We got this, we got that. I'm like, damn,
his face changed, but he was still, like,
no. He was just regular stare, like, yeah. We got bombed.
Loud noises. Gunshots everywhere. Blood hit me in the face.
You have like, almost step on a landmine. Right? You really get thankful for life. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? What made me feel like... So I just saw the mule right before I spoke to that man. And the mule's with Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood played the World War II veteran and everything. And, you know, just made me... Clint Eastwood made me have more respect for the veterans more than anything, I guess. Yo, eight months. So, respect to the veterans. You know, shout out to you guys. And Happy New Year to you guys, because I don't think we shout out to the veterans.
That's enough. My uncle just told you that he was a veteran.
Yeah.
But shout out to the veterans, because going to war it's not easy. And I tell you one thing, my ass would have never made it to the other side. I would have been like Cassius Clay, like, nope, you're going to lock me up.
People seem like
I don't know. If I would have trained myself, I think I would have had
more. People who join the army, I give them props because I think about it and I'm like, nah.
I thought about joining the army so many times, and then when I think about that act, when shit go down, I got to be there, and I'm just like, I'd rather be over here if shit goes down.
I think about the fact that you have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just like, look, I'm not a morning person as it is.
Right.
So,
I have authority issues.
Me too. Exactly.
So it is like,
especially when you get close,
and everybody's OCD.
And you in my face.
And then you get that one sprinkle of spit. Is exactly what happened, and that's exactly how I got out of
it. This conversation is old. You might as well send me home. Like, no.
I was thinking about joining because they had a video program over there. Like, I think it was like some video specialist or something like that, AV specialist or whatever. And the thing was like I still have to go to the training like everybody else to do the videos. And I'm just like, okay, so I got to train like everybody else. But yeah, I'm not going to have you on the field with a gun, though. No. I'm going to be out there with a camera. So if shit go down, all I'm going to have is probably a pistol and a camera. And I'm like, I got to go back with this footage. Like, don't try me. I'm from Queens.
Facts.
Don't you try me.
Be a scavenger.
Black hawk down. Black nigga down. What's up, man? Where do we go?
Sun is this way, which way? Give me 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
I'll give you a soldier's prop. I saw that movie Jarhead. I was like, nope.
I'm yeah, good I on
that. I was like, God, I am good
you
on
can't,
that.
If you cannot have a girlfriend and go to the army.
She'll get so lonely.
Thomas Faithful, I respect
that. I'll get lonely. If he was to get up and decide one day, hey babe, I'm gonna go to the army, I'm like, nah. Nah.
You cannot go.
No. That is not happening.
They did not make the detachable penis shit, so.
That is a fact.
Come home.
Hey, it's funny.
You know, I remember when I was younger and you watch Rocco in the Middle, and I remember the older brother went to military school or whatever. And I'm like, that seems like fun. And then you get older, and like, oh my god, that must have been horrible.
At the same time, you gotta put them both like, yeah.
Oh, he got two splits, he got two splits going on at the same time. How's the script going, eh?
Yeah, he can't speak with Pope.
No, you got.
He's trying to talk and read and spark at the same time.
And think. Hey, duh.
Greg.
walked up on Donnie. Frank and Donnie walked up on Martin, right?
So,
I thought you were you saying what I wrote, and there's nothing else after that.
Hey, that line is mine right there, man. Greg and Martin walk up on Donnie. I said that. You wrote that.
Hey, it's spelled Donnie J. Brown, but it's okay.
How do you spell Donnie?
D-O-N-N-I-E.
My way is better. Straight to the point.
Greg just sitting there with nothing to say. I'm going to give you back the script. Got 35 pages to write tonight, and we start shooting next week. Oh, man, you guys don't know. We got a lot of things planned for you guys for 2019. It's going to be a very interesting year. We're going to do some live episodes of things soon, but we're not going to do a live episode cypher yet.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
We still got day jobs. So.
Yeah, that's a fact. Listen, no. I work with the Department of Health. Listen. They all over my social media. I can't. My doctor's an excuse. I post online. Like, y'all going to get it. Y'all going to see.
But, a lot of stuff been on the news lately, and I'm supposed to keep up with all the stuff because I do Fresh as Dudes, but there's so much stuff going on, there's just not enough time to report on all this stuff, you know?
Like, one thing that's going on right now is the R. Kelly, surviving the R. Kelly story.
Oh, man.
I
saw four episodes already.
How is it? Please tell me.
These are episodes?
Yeah, it's like a six-part series.
It's a six-part series. I thought it was just a movie.
It's an hour each hour. It's an hour, so 2 hours every night.
So six is kind of a funny number, huh? There's 60 women that called out Bill Cosby. 6 hours of footage of women. What are we saying about this? Right, are we talking about the children or are we talking about the grown ones?
It's the grown women who were children at the time when they were messing with R. Kelly. That's why this shit is crazy, because it's not just no random people talking. These are the actual girls. Like, R. Kelly picked me up after school at the mall, and I came to the studio. We hung out. We went to his school bus, and he told me to do it, and I wanted to do it because I didn't want to tell R. Kelly no, because it was R. Kelly. I was 14, and we kept this going on until I was this age and this age, and this dude brought me in his hotel room, and he would yell at me and say, "Bitch, I'm the only one that loves you, the one else who loves you," and blah, 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 blah. Like, you know that's the stuff he was saying kept in the closet when he was being mean and shit? He said, really, he said that shit for real. That shit was having no part of the song. Yeah. R. Kelly, because the thing about why it's so much believable, because all the stuff he's saying, his music is the same stuff that like, they're playing. All his music is what was going on in his life, and he was sometimes speaking in the words of the girls violating.
Wait. So maybe all his music is the key study points to get the story together?
That's a lot of fucking stories.
From what I've heard, his music on Spotify actually went up 20% since
of course, his publicity, like everything, is not good publicity.
No, I think they're trying to figure out, they're trying to listen to the song to figure out who he's talking about. Because somebody point out, "You're Not Alone" is actually about a girl who had to get an abortion, and that was R. Kelly trying to console her. Yeah.
"You're Not Alone."
Yeah, they're talking about from Michael Jackson. Right? Fucks the whole shit up for me. Like, god damn you, R. Kelly.
My face right now.
Yeah, I couldn't get it. I was driving Shorty home after we saw the first episode on Thursday night. My Apple Play just had my music on random. So R. Kelly popped up and she's like, "Oh, R. Kelly." And I'm just sitting here like, "We just saw this documentary. Why are you on?" And I'm listening, and he's like, "She had me singing." And all I can think of, like, "Who had you singing? All right. Who had you singing? How old was she?
What song was it?
Don't get.
We was just talking about
that.
It's like, Lord. And like, a lot of women came forward in the documentary.
The shopping mall.
Oh, God.
You just said I'm scared of y'all. Oh, shit.
Damn. Yo, that's how deep it was. I love that song.
But that's how sad. That's how so bad if it was a 14-year-old singing that song.
No. That's what I'm saying. Now I'm wondering, like, who did what you meet? Damn it.
Right? And then a lot of people are like, "Oh, you got to separate the artist from the work, from the art." What?
But you know, not for nothing, Usher said it best. Like, he said it himself. Like, all his songs were about, like, shit that was going on in his life. Like, that's the best music. Those are the best stories. Like, it makes sense.
But do you want to sing songs about making love to a 14-year-old?
No.
But it made money.
It's not a film. It's money. Is that all it takes to wash away all that? Like, because I make money, and that's why it don't matter. Well,
you gotta. It's up to you to find the pieces. Like, he just made a good.
Here's the thing. There's a big argument right now online because there's like one group of people that's like caping for him, and other ones that's not. You know, because you know they're like, oh, why are they coming out now? Oh, them girls are just being fast. You know, young girls are fast, and they want to be with a grown man who get money. And then there's the other half, like, you're caping for a pedophile. This is what's wrong with this country. You know, people get their own survivor. R. Kelly, they got survivors there, like the after-school teacher, the babysitter, the this, the that. It's not just about surviving R. Kelly. It's about surviving adults when you're a child, and these people want to have sex with you, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you really can't argue with that. There's been a lot of teachers, because not for nothing.
If you take away the fame, and like he's just a regular person, like you're going to try this like a whole different way. You're not gonna look at it like all those girls were fast. You're gonna be like, yo, that man legit touched those kids.
Right.
Like. It's a pedophile.
Any one of them Ferraris would have had 6
million. That's all I'm thinking. Like, damn.
DJ's gonna have the hardest time now. That like they can't play R. Kelly at every party no more. You play that wrong party with that wrong person in the audience. Like, stop that music.
Yep.
Stop.
But we would not be dancing
in the name of love. We're not stepping.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, but when you hear songs like that, like you'd be like,
is he saying anything about this? He ain't made a statement.
Right now, the R. Kelly estate talking about suing Lifetime.
Okay, so he's not jacking the story.
But the thing is, when you listen to the stuff that they're doing, they're using actual words from R. Kelly. They're not using, like, no random shit.
How long have these tracks been out, though?
Not just the tracks. There's interviews and behind the scenes that they have with him discussing things. And then, you know, they're, like, connecting the dots. Like, you know, he's telling stories about when he was molested as a kid, or when he was, like, 7. And his brothers are also telling stories about them when they were molested as kids and everything like that. Everybody's going through, like, you know, this thing, like, yeah, we all got touched, and then, you know, then they bring out psychologists, like, hey, you know, when people are molested as a kid, when they get older, there's been a few people that will go ahead and start molesting other people because they feel like they need to get that power back that was taken from them, and da 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 da. And then, like, R. Kelly is, like, a prime example of one of those people.
So R. Kelly got molested as a kid?
Yes. Okay. And so now he's doing it to other people now.
Okay, no wonder they're going to have some gun on
us. I mean, this.
There's gonna be something down to it, like it's.
I see like, why. Bro, like I don't understand. Go to, now,
if I mean, was that famous, I, mean, actually, I would be stuck to colleges.
At the end of the day, I really don't see a case. Like you sue Lifetime. Like
it's not about
the evidence is there. Like what you mad at?
At the end of the day, it's not about
because they can't touch the kid now.
It's not about locking up R. Kelly or anything. Right now, I think it's about.
I'm talking about facts.
Why? I think it's about right now. It's about being aware of what's going on in the community because it's not just R. Kelly. There's people, gym teachers. You know, there's people, you know, tutors.
That's what I'm saying, you know, though. Like the fact that he's a celebrity, like, is giving him that pass. Like,
good try. I saw that. That was good.
You almost had it too.
There's other professions like every. Fucking it up. Pastors.
Yeah, pastors especially. Shit. Now, you know how long they've been going under the rug for?
Fuck.
But either or, we're not bringing that type of energy into 2019.
Yes, we're trying to look towards the future. And,
you can do something today for the little kids who have not been touched. There's a whole lot of other kids who have not been touched, so make sure that nobody touched their babies.
Touch them babies.
Nobody touch the babies. Hashtag, don't touch the babies.
Don't touch the babies.
Don't touch the babies. Hashtag. Don't touch the babies.
Please don't touch the babies.
Please don't touch the babies.
Oh my God.
Right.
We have to say please.
Yes, we have to say please. Like, it's getting to that point. Because I've seen documentaries. This is one documentary called An Open Secret about like pedophile rings in Hollywood. Like known directors, like director of X-Men and stuff like that, being caught up in like these parties where they bring young boys and molest them and stuff like that.
Oh God!
You know what's crazy? Speaking of, we mentioned Borat earlier, and now we're talking about it. So there was a scene that got cut out of the show of Who is America. So in the show Who is America, it's typical of Borat format. You know, psychobabble porn who goes somewhere, he's undercover in a costume, and he's just people just provoking people or whatever, and trying to see how far people will go. Right. Mm-hmm. So. He was playing the billionaire character. He was like, yes, I got, you know, I want to I'm caught up in a situation where, you know, I'm running from the law because, you know, I molested a little boy. And the guys are like, basically help him, basically with culture on how to help him get out the situation. Like, yo, I know who to call. You know, I know where you can go. And he's like, do you know where I can get more boys? And he's like, yeah, I can arrange that for you. And then he
random
gave,
stranger.
Huh? Not a random stranger.
He went to fix it. The name. He go after some names.
Yeah, he went after some names on the show. He went after real people. And he went he went to the FBI like, yo, I think y'all should take this footage because this is some shit. Like, this man was saying he knew some people. So we gave him some boys. Little boys.
I think we need to arrest this guy.
And the FBI's like, nah, we don't got a case here. Like, oh man. Who is on this tape? Who is on this tape? And the FBI was like, we want no parts of that. There's no case in this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, Borat, is that you?
Borat? No, this is not Borat.
I respect, I ain't gonna lie, I respect that nigga for doing the right thing. This I respect that motherfucker. Like, yo, he said, yo, bro. I think you need to take this pool. Like, I need you to understand that I didn't just walk. No, literally, like, this just happened in front of me.
I promise you, though. Borat came in full costume when he did that shit. He didn't come as Borat, nigga. He came as full.
Would you come as
this person with the full makeup and all that Hollywood costume on? Okay, they did not know it was
him. You just walked into the FBI's office. You brought them a case that can shut a lot of people down. In a lot of ways that will, oh God, make their life a living hell. You sure you want to be the one that nigga notices the first day? I would be in counseling like, yo, you might want to have this. I'm sorry, this is an anonymous tip. Deuces. And he dropped it right in front of you saying, so I don't want
to. You're so caught in from the floor.
Like, come on, really think about that. You really, like, I would be in mass too, like, yo, take this evidence. I'm dropping it, really, my nigga. Go back and snitch on your ass.
I can't. I just lost all faith. Bam.
Because that FBI said you're not doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad because it's like, you know, y'all didn't even need Liam Neeson to go down and take down the ring. Y'all had freaking Borat do it for you,
and y'all literally turned down a heavy case.
But you know what? Not for nothing. That's probably why they said that they don't have a case because they felt some type of way, like, yo, like.
A comedian.
Really?
A comedian went undercover
and did our job
for free.
Didn't even realize what the fuck he was doing.
it was all a joke until he told me to get the boys. Like,
basically. Like,
y'all need this tape.
They had to feel so bad.
Be honest, though, good enough lawyer can lead that shit to. They were leading my client to say these things.
Yeah, the publication. Yeah.
A good enough lawyer, and they got that type of money and that type of power.
Oh, God.
It's like, yep. Judge is like, yeah, that's all I need. Just let my nigga go. We about to go fuck with some little boys after this.
God. But, you know what drives me crazy about it? Because growing up, I lived in such a bubble. I didn't even know stuff like this really existed until I got older and I started watching documentaries and stuff. And then you really see, like, what was the name of Mambla? The man. Man and boy, the man lover, boy associate, whatever.
I forgot.
Man lover. But I remember when I found out it was real. Like, no, like it's not South Park. I remember South Park the episode.
South Park does everything. They do not play. They come at everybody. You can't touch them niggas because they come at everybody.
And I thought it was a joke
to their face.
I thought it was a joke until I saw the real people in the documentary. I was like, oh no. Oh no. The whole movie, it was like somebody fell in love with Butters or Cartman or something like that. One of the old men's.
Cartman was awesome. Hanging out with older people was cool and shit, but he didn't know the older people was trying to fuck. Like, what? Come on, my nigga. It's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
And you know what's crazy? That's. Have an end of surviving R. Kelly.
Oh,
shit. Like, yeah, he gonna teach me how to make music.
Nope.
I'm gonna piss on you.
Right?
Piss on you.
That's what you get, Chappelle, for coming back.
Yo, yes. Some people are upset about Chappelle doing that. Like, oh, this
is why we have, the black community don't do nothing, but we don't make fun of shit, but we don't even deal with shit when we needed to.
Oh, what? He put it to light. What's wrong with you, bud?
Brought that to like every comedy sketch that actually parodies certain stars doing the wrong shit. Yeah, 20 is fucked.
That TV did it for years until they got off the air. Family Life still do it to this day.
That's right.
Carlos, wait, did Carlos Mencia do it?
Carlos Mencia?
I was just thinking about that guy.
Yeah.
He came out for the retarded people. And I say retarded because that is a condition. It's in the medical guidebooks. I'll be damned if niggas will stop me from saying it. Mentally disabled. That's only one type of retarded. Say
it. It's like you know you shouldn't laugh, but you just can't help it.
And that's where he coined the phrase DTD.
I ain't gonna lie.
He got caught stealing niggas' jokes. That's why he went down, though. We heard.
I think it was one joke that was his when he was on a roller coaster with one of those guys, and he tried to get in front of him, and then he said, "Nah, go to the back." And then he's like, "You're sticking with me." I don't know. I can't remember how the joke went, but then he's like, the retarded guy said, "Thank you for respecting me. You're gonna be with me all day." And then they had went on rides for free the whole day, front.
I got you right now, bro. He talking about when the handicapped motherfucker, right? This handicapped motherfucker, because I treat niggas equally. I'll talk shit about everybody. I have a South Park mentality. I was raised on. God damn it. I'm going to talk shit about everybody. This nigga was using his wheel like the wheelchair niggas, they cut to the front. They cut to the front. This is before the speed pass type line on Six Flags. You cut to the front. Messiah wasn't having it, nigga. Because this line was super long. You know those long lines. You done wait a half an hour to get to one ride. Yeah, you wasting your money. You feel like you wasting money now. Yeah. It's crazy. He wasn't having it. He's like, nope, you gonna have to wait like the rest of us. You gonna have to wait, bro. He's like, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm fucking it up too. It's so long. This nigga's been out of style. I fucked it up too, right, nigga?
He sounds honest. Shit, I was like, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm being honest right now. But the point was, right?
Equality.
He called the wheelchair nigga on using the wheelchair shit to cut the line. And the wheelchair nigga respected it because Messiah treated him as a regular person. Which he is, even though he's disabled.
Okay. And they end up spending the rest of the day together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he was cutting lines. Yeah. When you got a nigga with a wheelchair with you, then you in front of every line, my nigga. It's like, no.
Because when I travel with my mom, especially at the airport, she be in a wheelchair. And all the time, we cut everybody. We're the first to get on the plane, we're the first to get off the plane, we're the first to do everything. First. I just love it. Like, oh, you want, we go somewhere together? Oh, yeah. Let's go. Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Oh, heck
yeah. Hey, we need a wheelchair. Where's the wheelchair?
Wheelchair, women, and children.
Only one time I didn't wait for any service. That's when I was leaving Atlanta. Because they had me tight. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to be waiting forever and a day. Because they were just like, it was such a Tyler Perry movie out there. It was not even funny. I was like, God damn, this is bad. I thought I was so plain. Like, why y'all? Like, come on now. Yeah, where's the customer service in this shit? Like, come on. All y'all got attitude? All of y'all? The whole goddamn staff?
Like, damn. The whole? He said the whole fucking airport. Every one of y'all motherfuckers got a fucking attitude with me.
Everybody's
bad. Fuck y'all niggas. I'm out.
I hit my mom on a wheelchair, I was doobling that shit. Like, when we get the fuck up out of Atlanta, this shit is insane.
It's like, mine, if I could throw you on my back, and you're flying.
You know what's crazy? Because the last time I left Atlanta, I realized the only reason why it went by so smoothly, I ended up with one of the TSA guys I knew from high school. So I'm like, that's about the first time it was so cool, because I knew one of those people. But I didn't have somebody I knew over there. Atlanta, the people over there were just
me,
like,
motherfucker.
Not even me, they were just, It was just like a Tyler Perry movie, bro. Like, they all, you know, one chick was on her phone, talking to her, like, hey, girl, I'm trying to go to Canal Street in New York. I heard they got all the fake bags over there, the fake Gucci, the Prada, the Bella. I'm just like, lady.
That shit's so fucking annoying, especially when you're from New York.
Right.
And you know exactly what the fuck they talking about. I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up. It's not that big of a fucking deal.
They literally brought
up to you. You want this bag right here?
Really?
I got your clothes in it.
Actually, depending on how many he got, it might be real.
You about to stole that shit.
No, he's just saying, you just go to fucking Jamaica Avenue, right the fuck around the corner. Like, what the fuck, go to Canal Street.
If that shit is stationary, that shit is definitely not real. I don't trust it. Until we get a real Gucci store, which is coming soon. They are gonna gentrify the fucking neighborhood.
They already gentrifying the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah, they are.
Why don't we got Boston Market and Starbucks and Panda Express in one area? It's just
Chipotle,
like
Chipotle, two Starbucks. It was two Starbucks and another top. Gotta say Starbucks.
And the Dallas BBQ.
Oh, yeah. I think you know what it all started when Taco Bell showed up on the block. We didn't even realize it. Taco Bell was a test.
It's not even a real Taco Bell.
It's a Taco Bell and
Pizza Hut. Yeah. Whoa. But yeah, people. It's the beginning of the year, and you know, it's a lot of things that's gonna go down this year. And you know, this one alone, you know, we got the movie about to drop, we're getting ready to start shooting that this week. You know, we're gonna be doing a lot more podcasts, we're gonna do a lot more live episodes of The Birds and Bees coming soon. You know, we got a lot of videos, a lot of vlogs that we shot that's about to come out that we shot like a year ago, like Frenchie teaching us how to fish and fighting a giant sea turtle. Out of nowhere, you know, and also I was learning how to do mixed martial arts and stuff like that, so that's gonna be very fun. Mm-hmm. But we got content for days, I can tell you guys that. So just stay tuned, and you know, we appreciate you guys for staying, you know, just coming back to hear these new episodes. You know, we really do appreciate you guys listening. If you guys want to support, definitely click the link in the description. That was definitely we need donations to keep the show running. You know, like, you know, we're still running the show on a penny. Right?
Every little helps.
But if you can't support through cash, you know, the best way to support is to share with your friends, share through your social media. You know, you got Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. You know, let people know about the podcast. Let them know we exist, and you know, get the word out. You know, because you know, sometimes I want to roll up and chill, and you got no one to do the. You have a cipher with, so you can just have the cipher with us. You know, that's what we're here for.
Comment, please tell us what you do.
Right, you know, tell us what you want to talk about during the cipher. You know, because this is like I think I can't remember how many episodes we're The Cypher is one of the longest running show I have on Karmo.com. It's one of the first podcasts we started when we first started Karmo.com back in 2014. So, you know, here we are going on 5 years now, I believe. 6 years. We're going on 6 years now.
You said 2014. It's 19.
19 now. So.
There's no way. 6 years.
We're going on 6 years soon. We're going about to hit the 6 year. We're not on 6 yet, but you know, we're going to get
it's
there.
It's 19. Soon. Are we going on 5?
I was thinking the same thing.
It's going on 5.
That wasn't right the first time though.
What?
Yeah, I said 5 first.
You said 5?
Yeah, and then...
And then you started counting on your own.
Because nobody verified it. I'm like, wait, did I fuck it up?
Because we were listening to you.
I'm like, wait, did I fuck up the... I it was 5.
You need to have one.
These moments is on the cipher and only on the cipher, ladies and gentlemen.
Have confidence in your
Oh, I know it could be 5, but maybe I'm wrong. Nobody acknowledges it.
But he sits up and crosses his legs and everything.
Take away 4.
This is the thing. Position.
But either or, people, this is one of the longest running shows we have on this website, and you know, we came a long way because you know, I don't think I had any point to when we started the cipher, I really don't remember what was the point of it, but it, you know, it has grown so much since we started, and
Alright, are you counting on your fingers now?
Got him.
I was trying to help you out. Let's get to it. It was like, you gotta get to the 9, 14, and then, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Oh, that was the first time. I realized that. I told you guys, you know, it was because I didn't get things, nobody acknowledged, you know, when I said 5. I was like, wait, did I get it wrong?
You gotta believe in yourself.
After you had this forbidden, once you had this forbidden fruit, man, you gotta start double checking everything.
All that is a nut shot for sure. Niggas disrespectful out here. He was one of the 5. It was good. It was good. It was good. You know, it wouldn't be my first choice, but I'll smoke it. Type of niggas right here. I'm gonna talk shit about this shit.
Hey, man, y'all fuck with me because I'm real, man. That's why y'all fuck with me, man. I'm not gonna sugarcoat nothing.
Yeah. Not nothing. Not your words, not your math skills. You can't sugarcoat
nothing. Hey, why should I? Why should I? If I cut it out here, can't sit here and read or write. Why can't I mess up my math in front of the world?
That's probably why you only like kids. That's the intellectual level of conversation he's at. It's like, did you get your numbers right? You just got that algebra, right? I'm getting that too. Trying to know that hypotenuse. You figured out how that hypotenuse works. A plus B plus what? Oh, that's not right. No. Help me out. God damn, Kelly. Oh, no.
Hey, I don't know what the fuck about R. Kelly. Just write something in front of him, let you read it all. What did it say, R. Kelly?
Wow. I did it. I picked up the little girls from high school.
What the fuck?
I knew I could read them. I didn't know what it really said.
Oh, man. Poor little girls. Poor girls. I would say poor R, but, you know. But anyway, you guys, until next time, much love, God bless, 2 pieces of chicken grease, and I'll see you guys next time on The Cypher.
Deuces.
Good night.
Good night.